This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition number 2062, recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of May, 2019. I am Sarah Lomax, and I'm joined on this part by
Rupert Hipwell.
We have our usual mix of items, with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, and a feature by Keith Skipper on his memories of fruit and vegetable harvesting. This week, we welcome new listener Mrs. Maisie Clements, who lives somewhere in Norwich. Hello, Maisie. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. We start with news of two Norwich City fans having birthdays to remember. A company celebrating Norwich City's promotion with the creation of limited edition glass canaries and two historic pubs being put on the market.
A football-mad five-year-old was left thrilled when his favourite Norwich player responded to his birthday party invitation. Oliver Howlett from South Witham in Lincolnshire reached out to his Norwich City idol, Jordan Rhodes, to invite him to his fifth birthday party back in March. Oliver's dad, Richard Howlett, warned his son that he was unlikely to hear back from the player, but this did little to dampen his enthusiasm, and so Mr. Howlett helped the youngster write an official invitation. Mr. Howlett, who has also been a Norwich City fan since he was a child, said he did not plan on posting the invitation, but decided to do so on the off chance of hearing back from the club. A couple of weeks later, just before the party in his local village hall, Oliver received an envelope containing a handwritten response from Jordan Rhodes. In it he wrote, "Dear Oliver, thank you for writing to me and inviting me to your birthday party. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I had been in training in the morning, but if I hadn't been and was a little closer, that would have been very nice." The striker goes on to say he hoped the youngster enjoyed the season and was looking forward to seeing the club play in the Premier League. Mr. Howlett said Oliver was over the moon with the response. "Oliver gets at least 10 games a year when it fits in with our work commitments and eats, sleeps and breathes Norwich City." He was shocked and overwhelmed with the response and so touched with Jordan's kindness. "We would love the whole of Norfolk to know just how much it means to our little boy." The five-year-old celebrated his birthday and special correspondence in true Norwich City style with a green and yellow cake and foil trophy.
He is a lifelong Norwich City fan who has always dreamed of playing on the hallowed turf at Carrow Road. And John Gilbert's wish has finally come true after his grandson organised a match to celebrate his 80th birthday. The great-grandfather from Alton Broad was joined by family and friends for a 90-minute game of Yellows versus Blues. Mr. Gilbert, who has been a Norwich City fan since he was eight, said, "It has always been a dream of mine to play here, and it was great fun. While my mind was active, my legs and feet weren't. The younger players were able to get away from me. But when Norwich City return in August, I'll be able to say, yes, I've played on that pitch." The match finished 5-2 to Mr. Gilbert's team, who were playing in Norwich City colours. Mr. Gilbert, who scored a penalty, was presented with a trophy and a signed shirt at the end of the game. The entire event was arranged by Mr. Gilbert's grandson, Macaulay Robinson. The 23-year-old from Bradwell, near Great Yarmouth, spent 2 years organising the game and paid for it with his own money.
Following a stunning championship season, the Canaries' reputation is as solid as a rock. And these creations made in honour of Norwich City's victory are made of material just as robust, but far more beautiful. Langham Glass, one of the UK's oldest glass-making firms, has created 250 limited-edition glass canaries, each perched on a clear crystal football. Jonathan Miller, managing director, said each 7-inch-tall canary was handcrafted, individually numbered, and came with a certificate of authenticity and the signature of master glassmaker Paul Miller, who also designed them. Jonathan said, "Paul's been a season ticket holder at Norwich for a number of years, and like everybody else, he has celebrated and commiserated with the club over those years. It's such a big achievement for Norwich this year, and we felt it was fitting for a commemorative piece. They're each made of a solid piece of glass, and each one is slightly different because they were made individually," Jonathan added. They've been popular so far, and we've had some really good feedback from people. The Canary number 1 will be sent to Norwich City's joint majority shareholder, Delia Smith, and number 2 will go to head coach Daniel Farke. The Canaries cost £89.95 and can be bought online at www.langhamglass.co.uk, or you can call 01328 863 500.
A Grade 2 listed pub in Thorpe St Andrew has been put on the market for £350,000. The Buck Inn on Yarmouth Road is being sold by its owners, EI Publican Partnerships, formerly known as Enterprise Inns. In a statement, a spokesman for the company said the decision to sell the pub's freehold was made after careful consideration. While EI did not say whether the pub had closed, the premises were empty on Tuesday the 13th of May and the phones were not being picked up. The Buck has changed hands at least 3 times since 2017 while under the ownership of EI. It last made headlines in 2017 when its former operators were given just a week's notice by the company to close the premises. Landlords Russell Evans and John Linford had run the pub on a tenancy at will agreement at the time, which allows either party to terminate the contract at short notice. About a month after the closure, veteran publicans Victoria and Graham MacDonald took on the lease. The couple ran the Cellar House in Eton, the White Lodge in Attleborough, and the Old Ram Coaching Inn at Tiverschel St Mary at the time. Efforts were made to contact Mr and Mrs MacDonald. It is understood the Buck was taken on by another landlord before EI put it up for sale. A spokesman for EI Publicans Partnerships said, "As part of our ongoing business, we do from time to time identify a pub that may not no longer have a long-term future in our estate." Campaign for Real Ale, Camera, Pub Protection Officer Richard Dixon said the premises were in an attractive location near the River Yare. He said, "Someone can now buy that as a freehold and do as they wish, which would be good." The pub dates back to the 1700s, although parts of the building are said to be from the 12th century.
The Ferryboat Inn on King Street was once a popular pub among music lovers in Norwich, in particular for rock fans. But it closed in 2006 amid promises of refurbishment, and it never reopened, with plans to turn it into a backpackers hostel later abandoned. In March 2016, after much debate, permission was granted to turn the land at the Riverside Watering Hole into 41 homes, some of which will be housed in a 5-storey tower, along with 20 car parking spaces. An earlier bid for apartments had been rejected the previous year after councillors voiced fears that the bid was not sensitive to the surrounding conservation area. But now the land has been put on the market for £1.3 million. The advert says the permission covers 41 units made up of 37 apartments and 4 houses and sensitive renovation of the Ferryboat Inn. It will mark the end of a long-running chapter which has seen the pub stand empty for 13 years. Back in 1884, the pub was known as the Steam Packet, one of 3 watering holes with the same name at that time. Its origins, under that guise, can be traced back to the 1820s. It changed its name to the Ferryboat Inn a century later, because then-landlord William Thompson operated a ferry service across the Wensum. It was run for 3 decades by Motty Warminger, until her death aged 84, when the pub is said to have closed. In 1988, it was reopened and run by Steve Wright, who in 2008 was convicted of 5 murders of women who had worked as prostitutes in the Ipswich area. In 2006, the Grade 2 listed building closed for refurbishment and has remained so ever since.